We are very much encouraged with particularly the confirmed cases for yesterday, or Tuesday, whereby we recorded 3 confirmed cases for the entire country. So that has given us a glimmer of hope. But it is a hope whereby we continue to remind the public that we shouldn't be complacent at all, that even though we have recorded only 3 cases for Tuesday, this month of February, we don't want people to think it is over. The reason being, we must improve our surveillance system, our contact tracing, and above all, the social mobilization, which no other person but His Excellency the President has been leading throughout the length and breadth of this country.
We also heard reports that President Bayo-Koroma met with his counterpart and neighboring country president, Alpha Conde, to talk about issues of cooperation in the fight against Ebola. What can you tell me about this meeting and what transpired about the effort to fight Ebola?
For us as a country, we believe, based on expert advice, people that are very much conversant with the outbreak of Ebola in other parts of the world in the past, that even if Sierra Leone were to be declared Ebola-free after the 42-day cycle by the WHO, we will still be vulnerable if neighboring countries like Guinea and Liberia still contend with the virus. That is why yesterday at the international airport, President Koroma met with his colleague head of state counterpart, that is Professor Alpha Conde of Guinea, whereby he was here on an official one-day walk in Britain to see how Guinea can collaborate further with not only Sierra Leone, but also Liberia, so that we can promote regional efforts in the fight against the virus, recognizing that we share common cultures, we share common borders with a lot of illegal crossing points among the 3 countries. That is why we said it was a welcome visit, and the president, of course, of Guinea happens to be the chairperson of the authority of the Mano River Union that comprises Sierra Leone, Guinea, Liberia, and Ivory Coast.
Is the March 30 scheduled reopening of schools across the country still on course as a result of this sharp decline, as you described, having only 3 cases so far confirmed of Ebola infection?
Yes, we are still on course with that. In fact, the president has even appointed a former minister of education of this country, that is Dr. Christian Atop, to serve as a coordinator between the technical committee so established, our development partners, as well as the Ministry of Education, so that all efforts gearing towards the reopening of schools can be established. But so far, part of the modalities we are putting in place include, among others, that all schools are going to reopen on the 30th of March, and all schools will have been fumigated and decontaminated, particularly those that were used as holding and treatment centers. In fact, as a government, we are very much pleased and very much humbled that a cross-section of teachers have even come together on a voluntary basis to express their desire and enthusiasm for the reopening of schools by taking upon themselves to clean some of the schools in the central part of the city. So for us, that is very welcome news. It shows that, indeed, there is a collective determination and willingness for us to reopen schools so that we can also concentrate on how we can make sure we supply thermometers in all the schools across the country and to observe the basic hygiene that will make sure we don't reverse the gains we are recording in terms of the low spike of cases of Ebola in the country.
Briefly, how are Sierra Leoneans taking this news of confirmed cases of Ebola infection, especially when you said previously that they have been cooperating with government effort to fight this disease?
Yesterday was particularly a day of euphoria because our phones were ringing on end. People calling that indeed we should congratulate ourselves. But for us as a government, we immediately cautioned the entire public of the country that even though it was an optimistic euphoria, yet still, let us continue to scale up our efforts in contact tracing, surveillance, as well as social mobilization, because we don't want people to relax and start to go and do unsafe burials and touch the sick. And that is why we reminded them that the 117 is still operational. Whosoever ever falls sick must make sure they report. And we also reminded the Paramount Chiefs in particular that this is the time they should robustly implement the bylaws so reached so that we cannot reverse the gains we are making in terms of recording no cases of Ebola.